This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
A new Welsh historical drama will soon be making its way to the Sherman Theatre in Cardiff. Here to tell us more is audio describer Michelle Perez. Michelle, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And we often talk to you about fun-filled family entertainment, and it's safe to say that Women of Llanrhymney has a more serious tone. What's it all about?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit more hard-hitting. It's about Wales's colonial past, and it's confronted head-on in Asuka Orfica's devastating historical drama. It's set in the Llanrhymney Plantation in the St. Mary Parish in Jamaica in 1765. So it's about a story about Annie and Ceres, who were enslaved by the Morgan family from Wales. And their future hangs in the balance when Elizabeth Morgan is faced with losing her plantation. So fearing what could lie ahead, Annie does everything she can to secure her position. But sooner or later, there's a storm of rebellion building. Annie will have to face up to the horror and trauma all around her, including her own. So it's definitely a hard-hitting drama. It's announcing Asuka Orfica as a major new voice in Welsh theatre. Just to have a little bit of a warning as well for any potential bookers, it does deal with slavery. It does have racial slurs and scenes which audience members may find distressing, and there's reference to violence and abuse, and it does feature strong language. That being said, even though there is a lot of horror and pain they're talking about, there is a lot of humour and wit in the play as well. But yeah, it's directed by the brilliant Patricia Logue, and we have an assistant director of Keish Peets as well. And it just looks like it's going to be a fascinating drama, really something to get your teeth into and find out what happened in the old days.
And tell us a bit about the cast.
Yeah, so the cast of Women in Llanrhymney as well features four brilliant actors and some very big TV names as well. So we've got Suzanne Packer, Nia Roberts, Matthew Gravel and Keziah Joseph. So it's going to be a really exciting, very strong cast of actors there.
And there's a touch tour available before the performance on Wednesday, the 29th of May. Are there any objects that you already know will be of interest to the audience?
It's a very traditional kind of colonial set. So there's going to be very much the white walls of colonial houses and dark mahogany kind of European furniture of the time. So big heavy pieces. So there should be some nice big mahogany kind of bureau and dining table. And it's going to be quite luscious and lavish as the time was. So yeah, I'm hoping we'll be able to get around. There's lots of greenery in the set as well, because obviously it's set in Jamaica and there'll be lots of warm lights being used to kind of create that kind of warm feeling from the outside.
And is it a challenge for you as an audio describer to work on productions with such different themes? How is the audio description you'll provide for Women of Llanrhymney different to some of the family-friendly productions you've worked on?
Yeah, it's great. As an audio describer, it's great to kind of go in between the different types of productions and going from, yeah, quite a lot of young children audio description where I'm kind of being much more fun and gentle with the audio description. This is very different, and kind of just making sure that I'm sensitive to the piece and the language used and being careful to describe people in the correct way and how they want to be described, making sure that we're looking at ethnic diversity and any other protected characteristics as well of the cast.
For people who might not have been before, is the Sherman Theatre an accessible venue for people who are blind or partially sighted?
Yeah, it's great, actually. Guide dogs are welcome in the theatre, both spaces. This show is actually set in the studio theatre, so it's unreserved seating, but we usually put anybody with guide dogs on the ends of the row. It's all level access and power-assisted doors from the foyer entrance. So the Sherman guides and staff there are really good at being able to help people guide into the space and make sure everybody feels welcome.
And of course, there are great public transport links to the theatre as well.
Yes, definitely. It's right in the centre of Cardiff. It's a 10-15 minute walk from the for the latest kind of Queen Street station and local buses. Yeah, very good. Well connected.
What was the best place to get tickets to see the performance?
So if you go to the Sherman Theatre website, which is www.shermantheatre.co.uk, or you can give them a call on 0292064 6900, And if you are a Hint card member, you can bring a companion for free. So it's definitely worth asking about that when you book.
Women of Llanrhymney is at the Sherman Theatre in Cardiff on Wednesday, the 29th of May at 7:30 p.m. The Touch Tour starts before the show at 6:45 p.m. Audio Describer Michelle Perez, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, and thanks for having me, and I hope to welcome lots of people to the show.